listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. It's in the Sermon on the Mount, and talk to you about getting some gold for the golden rule. Here it is, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. These words begin the conclusion of Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, his important description of what life in his kingdom is like. As he began his conclusion to the sermon, Jesus said one of the most memorable lines in the entire Bible. It's often known as the Golden Rule. This is what Jesus said: whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Now, the negative way of stating this command was known long before the time of Jesus. It had long been said, you should not do to your neighbor what you would not want him to do to you. But it was a significant advance for Jesus to put this in the positive, to say that we should do unto others what we want them to do unto us. 10 years or so before the public ministry of Jesus began, a Gentile seeker came to the famous Jewish rabbi Hillel. The Gentile asked the rabbi to summarize the entire law of God in a short time, short enough so that the man could stand on one leg for the whole description. It is said that Rabbi Hillel responded, "What is hateful to you, do not do to anyone else. This is the whole law. All the rest is commentary. Go and learn it." So Jesus took this familiar understanding of the essence of God's law, and he expressed it in a different sense, a positive sense. In so doing, Jesus made the command much broader. We might say that it is the difference between not breaking the traffic laws and doing something positive, like helping someone whose car broke down on the side of the road. Later in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus described the judgment of the sheep and the goats at the end of the age. In that section, Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31, the guilt of the unfortunate goats was that they did not do what they should have done. Under the negative form of the rule, the goats spoken of would have been found not guilty. Yet under the positive form of the golden rule, Jesus's form, they would have been found guilty indeed. So no wonder this rule is called golden. How the world would be different if people followed it. No one would steal, cheat, or lie. Even the worst thief doesn't want to be stolen from. No murderer wants to be killed. There would be much more kindness and companionship in a world ruled by the golden rule. The person who wants a friend would reach out in friendship to another. The person who needs comfort would seek someone out who needs to be comforted. Multiply this principle person by person throughout a community, throughout a nation, throughout the world, and it would be almost heaven on earth. That's why Jesus could say, "For this is the law and the prophets." Jesus showed that this simple principle summarized all that the law and prophets had to say about how we should treat one another. If we would simply treat others the way we would want to be treated, we would naturally obey all that the law says about our relationships with other people. Now, did I say simple? Of course it's simple to understand. This explanation of Jesus makes the law much easier to understand, but it doesn't make it any easier to obey. No one has ever consistently done unto others as they would like others to do unto themselves. So where do we begin with the golden rule? We should begin by asking God to forgive us for not keeping it. And we should realize that this failure to keep something so simple, so easy to understand, it means that we need a Savior. Jesus himself, the only one who ever perfectly kept the golden rule. This brief, powerful word from Jesus points us to the right direction, but it also exposes our need for him as Savior and to be our strength. It's a golden rule, but you know what? I'm bankrupt. So, as Revelation 3:18 says, let Jesus be your gold, and he will help you to live his golden rule. Think about that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.